Okay, Sun Ray is gonna give me the location. And what's the, is this Caraga? And what's the big island called? Mindanao?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's 7:44 a.m. Philippine Standard Time, 26 in Sabagat.
26 degrees.
Off when we omit the 26, Ray. And I think it's 23 because I'm not sweating. When it's 23, I sweat, or I'm almost sweating. Do you have any news for my audience? Nawaf's gonna listen.
No.
No. Did you sleep well, Ray?
Yeah.
Did you have a dream? I woke up from some kind of nightmare. I was working so hard. Let me take a look at the Texas news. Texas Supreme Court Justice implies Democrats will cheat in 2024 election. So, you know, it's terrible because people will listen to the lie, and that's Justice John Devine. God's curses upon his name for lying like that. Oh, I shouldn't say that because young ears are listening. Oh, former Texas House Speaker says GOP mega donor Tim Dunn told him only Christians should hold leadership positions. Public blasts. Texas agencies, regulators for poor communication and oversight at wildfire hearings. Like 1,000 miles got burned up there in the panhandle in Texas. I think that made national news. I'm not sure. I usually just check Al Jazeera, and I can't remember if Al Jazeera had it. Oh, Texas wind energy firms need more technicians. Can they drum up student interest without state support? Oh my goodness. That's by Sneha Day. Utility pole inspection company declines to testify at Texas Panhandle wildfire investigation. On DW.com, I saw that it said that 1,000 extremists have guns in Germany. And what else did they say? Those 7 NGO workers in Palestine. If I repeated this in my other podcast, but it's big news. The first car was targeted, and the people got out of that, and they got into the second car. They're driving along the coast road in Gaza. Then the second car got hit, and then the people got into the third car, and everybody died in the third car. And 2 people in the military, IDF, lost their jobs, and 3 others got letters of reprimand. So it's the same as, well, in the USA, if you get something like that happens to you, you're not going to get promoted again. German police seize $100 million in U.S. bound fake bills. Oh my goodness. A friend that is no longer with us told me that this is usually used for, hello, Ray, can you turn your phone down, or is that Marielle? Investigators in Germany have confiscated counterfeit U.S. dollar bills, apparently being shipped on a mass scale. The fake notes are believed to have been in transit from Turkey to the USA. A friend of mine who is no longer with us told me that those fake money is usually used for by criminals, although George, that guy who got himself killed by the cop, he had a fake 20, so they said, allegedly. Officers discovered and seized 4 pallets containing a total of 75 boxes of counterfeit U.S. dollars. And these, oh gosh, they're singles. My goodness. Nothing is sacred. Let's see. Excuse me. Pardon me. Please forgive me. I'll take a look at Alternet. Sometimes they have news. Lots of times it's propaganda. I heard that the left proposed renaming a prison in Miami after the reality TV president, because the right wanted to rename John Foster Dulles Airport after the reality TV president. That's the attempt at humor. And it also says it here. Democrats file bill to rename Miami prison to Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institute. Institution. Okay, so that's that makes me smile. Servers refuse to give inebriated Lauren Boebert any more alcohol at GOP fundraiser. She got cut off for being drunk. Okay, boy, that's really something to get yourself in the news. Representative Lauren Boebert from Colorado. Let's see who wrote this. Written by Alex Henderson, April 5th, 2024. The left has responded that the far right MAGA congresswoman doesn't practice what she preaches. CNN is reporting that Boebert was so drunk at a fundraiser in December that she got cut off. That means no more alcoholic drinks. I don't know how drunk you got to get to do that. She's not worth a breath to talk about. They cut her off, so she had to be pretty drunk. Although, a very good friend of mine told me that he had been drinking in Lahaina, which is now infamous for the fire that was there. And excuse me, can you close that door, Ray? Excuse me, can you close that door, please? Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway, my friend had been drinking at this bar near the public beach for a length of time, and the bartender told him, you can only drink for so long in bars, and I know that that rule is not constantly enforced everywhere, because I remember being in Honolulu and being in a bar for too long. Americans think presidents' power should be restricted unless it's their man. So there was an earthquake in New York on the East Coast, shook millions of people from New York and Philadelphia to rural New England. Wow. 42 million people, says the U.S. Geological Survey, felt the mid-morning quake, magnitude 4.8, centered near White House Station, New Jersey, or 72 kilometers west of New York City and 50 miles north of Philadelphia. Okay. We have quite a few earthquakes here. Let's see. Let me look at Google News. I thought I just looked at AP News. On Google News, I get to see a cartoon from the New Yorker every day, so I'm happy to come here. In light of national and world events, we've repealed our no crying at your desk policy. Okay, that's a pretty good gag. Now, NASA figured out why its Voyager 1 probe has been glitching for months. Okay, I'll read that. Eileen Cannon sent extremely ominous message to Jack Smith, says somebody. Jack Smith is supposed to be an all right guy from what I heard. I think a little bird told me that. That's a joke. NPR show Fresh Air has a thing about abortion. And I'll listen to that and take notes and tell you later. That's used to be the news in the USA. Guns, gays, and abortion. Now it's all Trump, God's curses upon his name. He's not worth the breath to talk about, even though I did mention that stuff for to try to be funny. I want to look at Al Jazeera and end this. I should look at NHK News. NHK News is not propaganda. Although, I don't know if the Japanese are as committed to peace as they once were. That's what happens when you have a couple of nuclear weapons get dropped on you, and like a 250,000 people die in an instant. And that's not a joke. Amid diplomatic spat, Mexico grants former Ecuadorian vice president asylum. IGRC warns Israel attacks won't go unanswered as Iran marks Al-Quds Day. K-U-D-S. Okay. Let's see, Al-Quds Day. So that's a holiday to be in solidarity with the Palestinians. It's 45 years old. Iran is marking Al-Quds Day with rallies across the country as the commander-in-chief of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, promised retaliation after Israeli strikes on Iran's consulate in Syria. I guess I just gotta stir things up. Okay, I gotta see how long this is. Excuse me for my prattle, my blather. 15 minutes. Okay, that's long enough. Primary mission here is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. This is Omar WJ show, Omar WJ speaking. And that's a wrap.